Okay, today's daf is Erevin, daf Nun Gimel, as we start the fifth parak in Maseches Erevin, and we have a couple of blot, right at the beginning of the parak here, two blot of semi-agadata, not specifically Erevin related, as we'll see where it comes from, and then we will get back to Erevin, but the next couple of days, we have a little different topics on the horizon. Okay, so the parak starts off. Ketzem ma'aber nesa'arim. Right, how are we ma'aber arim? How do we impregnate cities? Right, how do we impregnate cities? What does that mean, impregnate cities? So where do we measure the, where do we measure the tchum from? As we have been talking, there's 2,000 amos outside a city that a person has to be able to go outside. The question is, where do we measure that from? We have mentioned in the past, we mentioned in the last parak, that one measures that as a square and not as a circle, even if there is a 2,000 amo radius around the city, but it's measured, we always go out to the furthest point, and then we draw straight lines with right angles around the city in order to then have a square outside. So ultimately, it'll be more than 2,000 amos in the corners in certain directions, but that's the rule. So how do we measure it? Where do we measure it from? Says the Mishnah, Ketzem Aber Nesa'arim, Bayis Nechnas, Bayis Yotzei. So if a house, if the edge of the city has a house on the going in, a house going out on the edge, Bayis Nechnas, Bayis Yotzei, so you measure it from the outer house. You measure it so that the square could shoot out from the edge of the outer house, and therefore we are niskar. We gain the extra feet or extra amos outside from the bayis yotzei. Pigum nechnas or pigum yotzei. If there is a tower that is on the edge outside somewhere, we measure from outside that tower, because these are all parts of the city that we assume that we are allowed to consider within the tchum. Hayusham gedudios, gevoas asar atvachim. If there are ruins, there are gedudios outside that are at least 10 tvachim tall. That also is considered, even though nobody lives there anymore, but that is considered within the tchum of the city. Vikasharim benefashos, sheish bohen beis dira. Or if there are bridges, what's a gesher? Here we're talking about a bridge or nefashos, a cemetery where there is a beis dira that is a place to live. A little room that is connected either next to the cemetery or it's next to the overpass where the bridge is. So any of those that also sheish ben beis dira. So motzien es hamida kenegdan. So in that case, one could be measure the tchum from outside. Motzien es hamida kenegdan. Va'osad osakim in tavla merubas kadeshi nisker es hazavios. So we draw a square around so that we can gain the zavios, gain the corners. It's not a circle, but it's made into a square. Good, that is the Mishnah, that is all basically all of the Erevin elements that comes up on the daf, the Mishnah of Ibur Tchum. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel, Chatani Ma'abrin, V'chatani Ma'avrin. So what word does it have in the Mishnah? Does it have it with an Aleph, or does it have it with an Ayin? Ma'abrin or Ma'avrin? Mandatani Ma'avrin, and each one of them has some basis to their shita. Mandatani Ma'avrin. One says Ma'avrin with an Aleph. Why? What would that mean when you're Ma'avr this city with an Aleph? Aver. That means you, so to speak, add on a limb to the city. You extend it. Umandatani Ma'avrin ki ishu ubara. And the one who says Ma'avrin with an Ayin is like a pregnant, like a pregnant woman, ki isha ubara. So both are true. The Maritz Chayas, we mentioned him earlier in this Pesachta, I think, if not the last Pesachta, mentions that many times the Gemara has this idea, beginning in Pesachas Avodah Zarah and the end of Pesachas Sukkah, that there's a word in the Mishnah, and we're not sure exactly how to spell the word, right? Sho'eva or Sho'eva, the Gemara says at the end of Sukkah, or at the beginning of Avodah Zarah. We also have Idayan or Idayan. What does that prove? What does that show? That reflects, says the Maritz Chayas, that the Mishnah was not written down by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He put it all together, but it was still Alpi Mesora. If it was all written down, just look in the text. What does it say? How could there be discussions in the Gemara about it? It must be, says the Maritz Chayas, like A number of Rishonim say, it's known as a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, but a number of Rishonim say that Rebbe categorized it, Rebbe put it all together, but it still was not written down specifically, right? And that's why you can have these discussions of what the exact word is, what letter it should be there. So we have here too, ma'abrin or ma'abrin with an ayin or with an aleph. Once we have this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, so we have a couple of other machlokos between Rav and Shmuel. So what is that? Number two. Ma'aras Amachpela, Ma'aras Amachpela, Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Shnei Batim Zelifnei Mizeh. Ma'aras Amachpela. So what is Machpela? What does that mean? The pasuk can say for Bereishis, Shnei Batim Zelifnei Mizeh. Two rooms, one inside another room. Shnei Batim. That's Machpela. Ma'aras Amachpela. The Chad Amar Bayis Va'aliyah Al Gabav. And the other one says, no, it means two levels of a house. You have a house, and then you have an attic, so to speak, on top of the house. Those are the two pshatim of what Machpelah is, says the Gemara. And we know Rashi quotes this al HaTorah. Bishlam al-manda amar ze al-gav ze. I understand if it's one next to each, one on top of each other. Hainu Machpelah, I know that is a double room. That is a, why would it be called Machpelah from the word kaful? Elamanda amar shnei batim ze lefnemi ze my Machpelah. But if you say it's one within the other one, an inner room, my Machpelah. So, what does Machpelah mean then? If it's one inside, what's double about it? Just if you have two, one on top of another, so I understand that. But what if one inside the other, how is that double? So shekfula bezugos, as we know, it is double in pairs. It has four different pairs buried in there, and that's Ma'aras HaMachpela. And if you, sorry, so that's a good question. Was it called Ma'aras HaMachpela then too, or was it only called that afterwards? So we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. If you look in the Mefarshim on Chumash, they already talk about it, Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says, in Parshas Bereishis, in Parshas Chayesara, on when Avram asked, V'yitin li Ma'aras HaMachpela, Rashi says, quotes these pshatim, Bayis Vali Agaba Dabarach Rekfula Bezugos, says the Ramban, Ve'eno Nachon, Ki Akasav Abar, if you look at the Pasuk, Sedei Ephron Asher Bamachpela. So even though Chazal say, give these two pshatim, says the Ramban, the Pasuk doesn't sound that way, because it says, Stay Ephron that is in Machpela. So in Machpelah doesn't sound like that's the place. Vehine, says the Ramban, Hu Shema Makom Asher Bo Asadeh. This is the name of the place where the field is. That's Machpelah. Vein Sarch Levakesh Tam L'Shem HaMakomos. Right, there are many places in the Torah that have names that we don't know where the names come from. So this is another example. Rabban will agree that's what Chazal say. The Rabban just says, Apshuto Shamikra. It doesn't sound that way from the text. Number one, because of your question of, didn't Avram call it beforehand? And number two, don't we say that it's called Asada Asher Bamachpela? Okay, number one, Rashi and the Ramban. You got to look in the a number of mafarshim, try to give pshatim. What exactly is this machlokas about in terms of what is the nekudas machlokas? If you look in the Iyun Yaakov suggests whether on top or whether back to back. A fascinating discussion. Efsha de pligi im adam kadmaa chashiv yoser me avos shenivra adiyah kadosh baruch hu. You think about it, obviously the Avos were the source of our religion, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and we daven, and they're the Zchus Avos. But we have to remember that Adam HaRishon was created by God. There's something special about that. Adam being Yitzir Kapav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe that's the issue here, whether Adam goes on top or the Avos. That's the question. If you say it's inner and outer, so who's on the inside? Who's all the way in? So, the first residents of the cave, which would be Adam and Chava. Behem b'chitzon, and the avos were on the outside. Uman da'amar zu al-gavzu, and the one that say one on top of another, so who gets the bottom, and then who gets above that? So Adam's on the bottom. So then, shal avos nikbru bel yona, shem ha-merkava, v'tikun Adam kadma'a. Right, so that says the Iyun Yaakov. He suggests that's the machlokas. How do we look at Adam HaRishon, who also was a pretty enigmatic figure? There are a few people in Tanakh. We mentioned most of the time you can figure out, you know, what people, where people stand. The Avos and most people, Lavan, what type of person he was. But a few people, you have different chazals. Noach, he's a difficult figure to pin down. And Adam is also Right? Adam was Yitzir Kabbalah Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, the Chet, right, the original sin, but that was the Iyun Yaakov. If you look in the Ben Yehoyada, here, again, a number of Ben Yehoyadas today, get back into the Agadic mode, says the Ben Yehoyada, V'niro li b'siyata d'shmaya. What exactly is the Gemara asking here? Wahakshos, amasha anachnu karen atab ma'ara samach pela. The Gemara is really bothered by why do we call it Marasa Machpela? The Mishlam al Manam Ze al Gabze. If it's one on top of another, he chiddish to lo nimsa ata kazos beiz ma'aro zu al Gabzu. According, if it's one on top of another, that's a very unusual cave. How many caves do you have where you have rooms on top of rooms in the same cave? You have an upstairs and a downstairs within a cave. That's unusual. So that's why we would call it Ma'aras HaMachpelah. Ach l'man d'amar zu l'fnim mizu. But if it's one inside another one, there are many caves like that. Ein zechidish, says the Ben Yoyada, 100+ years ago. Kadei she'nikres Ma'aras Ha'avos Levada. Dekama Ma'aros Ika be'eretz Yisrael, she'im Ma'ara l'fnim mi Ma'ara. Right, Umarish and Itmamba Dabada Melech, Mipri Show Isokane, Kamar Shabi Akiva Nami, Vikhin Mara Shabi Chiyubanov, Marasabayava Rava. Right, there are many caves mentioned that we know had different rooms in it. So it'll be the Chiddush of our calling it Marasamachpewa. Umishani. So the answer is because of Kula Bazugos. Right, that's the answer to that question. That's why we should know it's called that because of the residence of that cave. So that would be the message of this machlokas. Okay, so we have machlokas. We start off. How did we get into this? Just remember, we got into this because ma'abrin or ma'abrin, aleph with an ayin, Rav and Shmuel. So we just had another machlokas about ma'aras ha'machpela, mamre kiryas ha'arba. So connected to the kfula bezugos line is this: it's kiryas arba. Alma Rebbe Yitzchak kiryas ha'arba zugos. It's the kirya. It's the center. It's the city of the four pairs. Adam v'chava, Avram v'sara, Yitzchak v'rivka, Rachel v'leah. These are the four that are buried there. If you look in the Kli Yakar, in the beginning of Parshas Chayesara, he discusses these names of that city. Right? We just mentioned two. We mentioned Kiryas Arba. The pasuk in the beginning of Chayesara says, "V'tamas Sara beKiryas Arba, hi Chevron." Kiryas Arba and Chevron. And the Kli Yakar quotes the Yalkut that there are really four names to that area: Eshkol, Mamre, Kiryas Arba, and Chevron. Four names. What's the message of these four names? Eshkol, Mamre, Kiryas Arba, and Chevron. So explains the Kli Yakar, Lefisha Malkam Zehuksa L'Kvaris. As we know, this city, this area, this place, is specially suited for burial. That's why out of all the places in Eretz Yisrael, Avraham Avinu chose this place, Kiryas Arba, or Chevron. These four names reflect the four categories of Misa, says the Kli Yakar. Ki yesh Misa sh'adam es b'cheto. Right, there are some Misas that person dies because of their sins. Ki b'cheto mes, as it says by Tzlofcha. Number two, v'yesh Misa ba'avon acherim. And sometimes there's Misa based on others. Barnim nitfasim b'avon aviyem, tzadik nitfas b'avon hador. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately just and ultimately righteous. But sometimes, rachmana litzlan, there are karbanos for the door, for whatever it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own ways. So that's number two. Number three, the third category of Misa is not because of chet, it's just because we're human. We're human beings, and there was a gzeira of Misa to Adam and Chava. So the four humors that they used to say, the four elements that come together in order to create a human being, they just separate. And there, nitpared, v'yesh misa asher b'li avon yerutzun min ha'olam, mitzad ha'misa ativis upirid dalad yesodos, as they thought in medieval ages that there were these four elements that make up a person. And finally, the fourth category of misa is misas nishika. The misa is known as a kiss from God, that's misas sadikim, that they are so mechubar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are so connected that their neshama just goes and connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's their Misa. Kasher tala machshavasam v'nishmasam v'tidvak l'mala v'seichel apoel. Maybe that was Chanoch, right? That he went to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? We have a number of people throughout history. Kivin sha'ala shuv lo yered. Ki tishar nishmasam v'chuber shama. Says the Kli Yakar, beautiful! These are the four names of Chevron. Mamre, from the word rebellious. That's ki bechet o mace. Eshkol, What does Eshkol Shachal means to be barren? Be barren, that means for somebody else. Right? Loma Eshkol Gabshecham Yom Echad, right? Said Rivka. Right? So Eshkol Shachal, can I get a mace ba'avon acherim? Hanasid Shechulim mimeno. They become barren from others. Number two. Number the Kiryas Arba. That's the four elements separating. And Chevron, when someone comes mechubar to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is it. So what does it say by Sara Imenu? Kiryas Arba hi Chevron, right? The two misos that apply to her. The one that comes based just on natural, because human beings, and Chevron misos b'neshika. Those are why the two mentioned are those two. Good. That is the Klal Yakar's comment. And we continue. Says the Gemara. We mentioned Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Kiryas Arba. Fine. Vayhi next machlokas. Third. We had the first about Ma'abrin and Ma'abrin. Number two is about Machpelah. Number three, Vayhi Bimei Amraphel. In the days of Amraphel, right? The kings, the four kings, the five kings, Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Nimrod Shmo. One opinion said, no, really, his real name was Nimrod. Vilama Nikra Shmo Amraphel. So why was he called Amraphel? Sha'amar Vihipil La'Avram Avinu B'Tokiv Shana'esh. Because he threw Avram Avinu into the Kivshan, into the burning fire, Kivshan Ha'esh. V'chad Amar, Amraphel Shmo. And the other person said, no, the opposite. Really, his real name was Amraphel. V'lama Nikra Shmo Nimrod. Why was he called Nimrod? Shehimrid es kol ha'olam kulo alav b'malchuso. He caused the entire world to rebel against God. Shehimrid es kol ha'olam kulo alav b'malchuso. Good, that is Machlokes. What was his real name? Amraphel. What was his real name? Nimrod. The Mefarshim ask that, why is this Machlokes on this Pasuk of Pimei Amraphel? His earlier he was already mentioned by Migdal Bavel, Nimrod. Nimrod was already mentioned earlier, so why isn't this Machlokes on the earlier Pasuk? Why is it on the later Pasuk? The answer is, because who must have started the conversation? Says the Ben Yoyada. The one who thought that Nimrod was his real name. That's who started this Machlokes, this conversation. So he's not going to comment on the earlier pasuk, because that's his real name. So there he's silent. Only here, all of a sudden, we have Amraphel. His real name was Nimrod. And then the other opinion answered back. But that's how you have to understand it. He says, "Is b'siyata d'shvay devade man d'amar Nimrod shmo hu rav kiva d'nakin milsei bari shona v'udiskar kodem Shmuel." And therefore, it only says it here in order to. That this is where the pasuk goes out of its way to not to use the real name. He also adds, is there a nafkamina la halacha based on this? So he says, maybe there is. If somebody says to their friend, Echad Amar al Chaveiro, Zeke Nimrod, he says, ah, you're like Nimrod. That's what he says to a person. So how are we supposed to understand that? Us, Lamand Amar Nimrod Shema Leda, if we assume Nimrod was his real name, it's not such a curse. That's his real name. Aimze Bizayon Veniachol Tava Badin. Ki Yomar, he could say, oh, my kavana is that you should be as strong as Nimrod. You should be, you know, very a gibor. Aval im nomar Amraphel Shema Leida. But if you say Amraphel was his real name and then Nimrod was just because of his rishus, so then that's a Bizayon. That's an insult. So how do you know if you should be like Nimrod is an insult? So we would say, of course it's an insult, because there are other strong people that you could say. But, halachically, kubi, tovei abedin, so says the Ben Yoyada, maybe that is the machlokas, that he says it's possibly a machlokas, Rashi and Unkelis. How do you translate on that pasuk Nimrod in Chumash? Rashi says, marshia ba'azus panim, yoderi bonum is kavin limrod bo. Where Rashi is quoting the shita of Amraphel is his real name, and Nimrod symbolizes the merit. If you look in Unkelis there says, what does Nimrod mean? Gibor Takif Kadam Hashem. That's what Unkelis says on the Nimrod line. So it could be that, says the Ben Yoyada, Rashi and Unkelis are arguing exactly as the same machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. One story from my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig that he said, it's amazing story, as we know, he got Nimrod through Avram Avinu into the Kivshan Ha'esh, as we have here. Why isn't that in the Torah? It's an unbelievable, you know, story at the end of Parshas Noach. We have it based on Midrashim. The first time we meet Avram Avinu is Lech Lecha. Right? Why isn't that in the Torah Shebichsav? So that's the way Avram Avinu was Moser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the beginning of his relationship. So he suggested that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first Jew, Hashem didn't even want to explain how he got to God. The Midrashim also about their seeing the sun and the moon, because every Jew has their own way to get to close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes it's meandering, sometimes it's straight, sometimes it's long, sometimes it's short, Beth Hashem, as we'll get to later on Amud Beis. But everybody has their own derech. So for the first Jew, Hashem didn't want to say the derech. He wanted to leave it open to, right, the, this one has Mesiras Nefesh, and this one has intellectual, and this one has emotional. Everybody has their own derech. So the beginnings of Avram Avinu, all the amazing stories about breaking the idols, and Kivshana Eish, and recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the sun and the moon and the stars, and knowing there's a Bala Bira, all of that, none of that, is in Torah Shebichsav. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara. Fourth Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. This one is also quoted in Maseches Sota, where we have all Chazals from Shmos, Va'era, and Bo, right over there in Sota. So this one's quoted here, because there's also Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Vayakam Melech Chodesh HaMitzrayim. A new king over Egypt. Rav and Shmuel. Chad Amar Chodesh Mamish V'chad Amar Shinitzchachuk Zerosav. Was it a real new pharaoh, or was it the same old pharaoh, but new decrees, Nischashuk Zerosav, Manda Amar Chodesh Mamish, Tachzev Chodesh. According to the one who says Chodesh Mamish, he doesn't really have to prove anything. It says new, Chodesh Mamish, Umanda Amar Shenischashuk Zerosav. And according to the one who says, no, it was the same old paro, but just new Xeris, why would you say that? It says, Vayakam Ela Chodesh, Mi Deloksi Vayamas Vayimoch. It doesn't say that he died, and then there was a new king. Just continues. Vayakam Malachadosh. He got up. So one morning he got up, and he had a new attitude towards the Jewish people. Olamanda Amar, Shinizchashuk Zerosav, Haksivash Aloyades Yosef. Say, how do you understand that pasuk of his Nizchashuk Zerosav? A new pharaoh that didn't know Yosef. What do you mean he didn't know Yosef? He knew Yosef all these years. So, Maya Shaloyades Yosef, Tahavile, Kemand Aloyadalil Yosef Klau. He made it as if he didn't know Yosef. Right? A lack of Akaras HaTov, a lack of recognition. Right? Lo Yada es Yosef. Right? We have to have the Akaras HaTov element we can never be. Kamisha Lo Yada. Anyone who does something for us, we have to make sure that we always know them, we always remember them, and we're not new towards them. Also, continuing, maybe the second to last Ben Yehoyada for today, where he's all over the place today. Says the Ben Yehoyada, Lomay Nafkamina. My Nafkamina. Chadash, Nischashuk Zerosav. How does that tell us? Okay, it teaches us a Musar Haskel that this Paro might be the same person and he forgot that Yosef saved his country. Could be. So he says, first, before he gets to the Nafkamina, he says, O Yuvan B'Siyata D'Shmaya, Hakavana, the Svirale, Mikodem, Lo Haya L'Mitzriya Melech Gomor, Kishar Malachim. Maybe the point is that up until this point in history, there was really no king. There was what? Elahaya Republic. Kemoshiesh Ata. Bimalchus American. Over Malchus France. Vaharoshel Ha Republic. Haya Nikra Pharaoh. Viacharkach. Kodem Sheshibdu Be Yisrael. Shinu Tachlus Shalahem. Iminu Aleam Melech. Uleze Omar Chadash Mamish. Right, what's the Chiddush? He asked the other way. So we said, oh, Chadash Mamish. You have to prove that Chadash Mamish. What's the Chiddush of that? Manda Amar. The answer is, it's the same, by Chadash Mamish, because it's the first time they've ever had such a thing. They never had a dictator before. We would call it an elected official and a dictator. So up until now, they used to have a chosen elected official, says the Ben Yehoyada. But now, there's a dictator, Chadash Mamish. That's what he says. And then he says, L'mayin Afkamina. He quotes, there's a machlokes elsewhere. The pasuk says later on in the Torah, "Umiya ish asher bana bayis chodesh v'lo chanacho." And we know the three returnees from war. The Kohen, who's appointed, says, "Whoever built a house and didn't get to live in it could go home. Whoever planted a new vineyard didn't get to enjoy the fruits. Whoever just got married." So it's all bayis chadash and others. What happens if the house fell down and you rebuilt it? What if you do a construction? Took down most of the house and he rebuilt it. Sasar Vesel v'chazar b'na'o. Is that called Melech Chadash? Is that called Bayis Chadash? Or is that called, you know, same old house? He says, this is the Machlokas. And he quotes from elsewhere, Rambam L'shitaso, which we're not going to read now. He says, T'lamanda amar Chadash Mamish, Svir like Rabbi Yehuda, T'bini Chadash Mamish, Aval Sasro v'chazar b'na'o, Shechidish bin Yorena Chozer. Unbelievable. Have shots on his fingertips to put these two sugis together. Right? If you rebuild it, it's a machlokas over there in Maseches Sota, whether that counts. So it's the same machlokas. Over there, if you say they have to, if it's just rebuilt, it's not new, so that this manda amar chadash mamish. If it's the same one, just new gzeiros, you wouldn't be called chadash. Ula manda amar chadash and ischashu gzeirosav. You can still call it chadash if it's in a new form. So here too, he's in a new form. Svir like Tanakama, the Chidish Binyano Beinu Chadash Mamish Hare Ze Choser. And then he quotes, even there's a problem with the Rambam Shita elsewhere. Where does the Rambam get his Shita from? And he suggests that it is the Rambam Lishitaso in our case. Okay, we continue now. Two dots. Says the Gemara, Simon, Shmona Esrei Vishneim Asar Lamanu Bidavid or Bidoro Vayiven or Lavan. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Those are the mnemonics that the Shlach HaKadosh says, at least just to say. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yurches to Yamim Gidal Tietz Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yochanan says, for 18 days, I was next to Rabbi Yoshia Berevi. I learned with him for 18 days. V'lo lamati mimenu el adavar echad b'mishnah seinu. I only learned one thing from him. One thing in our Mishnah. Kesan ma'abr nesari ba'alef. That's what I learned. I learned that our Mishnah has an aleph. Eini. Is this really true? That Rabbi Yochanan only learned 18 days. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and he only learned that one idea. Yud based on Midamaylo, Rabbi Oshia Berebi. Rabbi Oshia Berebi, the great Rabbi Oshia, had 12 Talmidim. V'yud ches yamim gidalti b'neyan, and I was there for 18 days. Fine. V'limadti leiv kalechad ve'echad. V'chachmas kalechad ve'echad. And I learned everything about these Talmidim. Leiv first and then chachma. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. First I learned about them. These personalities, and then I learned Chachmas Kalechad Ve'echad. So you see, he learned a lot more than just one Mishnah, Pshat, one letter of our Mishnah. He learned a lot more. So where I said, no. Leiv Kalechad Ve'echad, V'chachmas Kalechad Ve'echad Gamar, Gemara Lo Gamar. Okay, so he learned about the Talmidim, but he didn't learn anything else from the Rebbe, and he didn't learn Gemara, which means he didn't learn texts, he didn't get wisdom. He just learned about these other people. Iba yaseima or minayu ditu gamar, minay didei lo gamar. Or maybe he did learn from the Talmidim. He just didn't learn from the Rebbe. He learned from the Chevra. But the Chevra is just as important in Shir as the Rebbe. The Iba yaseima, third answer, davar echad b'mishnah seinu gamar. He learned a lot, but he's saying one element he learned about our Mishnah was this, the Aleph. But lav dafka, they didn't learn other things. Period. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, k'sheyinu lomdin Torah etz Rabbi Oshia, hayinu yoshvin arba'a ba'ama. When we used to learn Torah with Rabbi Oshia, we used to sit four of us in an ama. We squeezed in. There were so many people in the shiur, we squeezed in, we were four people within an ama. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, oh yeah, that's nothing. K'sheyinu lomdin Torah etz Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, hayinu yoshvin shisha ba'ama. Six, meaning we each took up a tefach. Right, because the six tefachim in an amma, so we were squeezed in. Some achronim say, I think the Ben Yehuda also might mention it. Why? Maybe this is based on other gemaras that say in certain generations they only learned four sedarim. They only were zochet to the nes of four in an amma, but others they all learned all shisha sedarim. So that's why they have the nes of having six. If you look at the Chashukei Chemed here, he discusses the following shaila. Listen to this shaila. Says there was a shaila, Maisa Shahaya. True story. Says there was a group that was going to Maris Machpelah, to Davin, and they rented a tender, they rented a monit, right, a taxi, which was a 20-seater, Esther Makomos. And B'malecha Derech, they kept asking, the driver kept seeing tramps, and, he saw dollar bills, or shekel bills in front of his eyes, so he kept stopping, like, you want to come on? Maris Machpelah, okay, get on, and he kept trying to get more money on. And little by little, there was more than 20 people on this taxi. But Derech, Atzaratam Shoter, on the way, a policeman pulls him over, sees there's more people, and he says, okay, start walking out one by one. I want to count how many people are on this little taxi. And he gets out, and after the number is gone, 60 people. 60 people squeezed into this taxi. And the Shoter says, I can't believe this, and he says, you have to come to court. He brings it to court, the Nahag doesn't know what to do. He knows it was against the law, but it's not true. He feels bad about it. He goes to speak to an advisor, and he says, the advisor says, you know what? Promise me, I'll tell you a way to help you out, but promise me that you'll never do this again. And he says, yeah, I promise, I won't do it again. I was just thought that was, so he says, okay, when the law, when you come to court, tell the judge, 60 people, he counted, you can't fit 60 people in my taxi. Let's go measure. So that's what he did. And they went down and measured. They put 20 people in there, and then they put another 10 people. But they got like 35, and they get, I can't breathe. So the judge is like, and you're telling me there were 60 people? That's crazy. Forget it. I throw the whole case out. Because it was impossible there were 60 people in there. There were 35 just now. We tried, and there was nothing. Okay, that was the case. Shiloh. is the taxi driver or is the policeman hooks a conference here? Do we assume that he was a liar? Do we say that, you know, he'd be pasul la'edus, he lied under oath, he lied with the kitas chayfetz? So what do we say? We see here, he lied. So, says Rav Zilberstein, if this shiloh comes to you, what would you say? Oh, it's the first gemara in Erev Nun Gimel. Right, Baruch Hashem, have the answer, let's close the sefer. What does it say in Erev Nun Gimel? This gemara, you have, oh, some of us fit four people in an amma, and even six people in an amma. How is that possible? What, the marsha here says, v'derech neis? It's like hechzik meruba esamuat. Right, the hechzik meruba esamuba. Right, a lot of people squeezed in. So you say, what, it's not, so you might say, that was a neis. And art bismanazeh, we don't have nisim like that occur. So it must be also kafran, and it's going to be pasul la'edus. That's what you would say. But maybe not, says Rav Zilberstein. Amazing. Tosfos in sukkah, daf yud. What does Tosfos say there? The Gemara says, if you have a ten tefach sukkah, and you have schach that's hanging down in the airspace underneath ten tefachim, that's called a diras srucha. It's a pasul sukkah. Because you have no space there. No spaces. Ten tefachim is the minimum height of a sukkah. If your schach is hanging down, you have nothing there. So therefore, it's a problem. Ask Tosfos on Daf Yud, so what about decorations hanging down? If you have a ten tefach sukkah, decorations hanging down, does that also ruin it? Tosfos says no. If it's made lanoi, then people deal with it. If it's made lanoi, then people are happy about it. It's a tainuk for an adam. And therefore, it's fine. That wouldn't be called a diras srucha. So, suggests the Rav Zilberstein, if people are doing something that they want to do, and they know they all have a tachlis, they have a purpose, and they love it, and they, so maybe people, you know, you could squeeze in more than normal. You know, if you're just going downstairs, how many people squeeze into a taxi? Maybe there, you're going to be able to fit 35 or, but maybe you're going to Maris Machpelah, you know you're only for a short amount of time, so maybe there, people could have squeezed in more. So he says, Efshal Omer, there are three dargas. He says, Nesia kiderach anashim regilim, berechav shel esher mekomos, 20 people. Regular traveling, right, 20 people. Anashim rabbi b'makom tsar, if everybody's going to have to fit into a tefach space, that's impossible. That's the Gemara, and that's only b'derech nes. But, third category, kishenosim l'makom ahuv, efshal lihidache kulikane shisha b'makom esher, maybe. The Mikra Shalanu, maybe it happened, and therefore he is not Pasul La'edus. I don't think you need a nace for this to be true, says Rav Zilberstein. It could be if they're going somewhere where they want to go, you know, whatever the case may be, so therefore I don't think it's a problem. And then he quotes at the end, the Gemara in Masechah Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says, you know, when our love was great, we could lie down on a bed that was as thin as a sword, and we'd have plenty of room. And when we weren't in love, the Gemara says, we could have a bed that was amas and amas long. There won't be room for the two of us on this bed. Or it says a lot of it is about feelings. So that's what he suggests here as well. Fascinating. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabosha Berebi Bedoro, Krabi Meir Bedoro. Rabosha Berebi was as great as Rameir in their respective generations. Ma Rameir Bedoro, Lo Yachlu Chavir Lamar also Daito, just like Rabbi Meir and his door, people, all the other Rabbanon couldn't, he was so sharp. they couldn't figure him out. They couldn't understand. Right? We had that earlier back in the first parak. Rabbi Meir was, well, that's why we didn't, but Rabbi Meir brought all these reasons, Latame and Latahir, or we had that earlier. Avraboshia, lo yachlu lachavir v'lamad al sof taito. So it's Avraboshia. Rabbi Yochanan, liban shal rishonim, well, these are all statements of Rabbi Yochanan. Liban shal rishonim kepischo shal ulam. The hearts of the earlier generations were so open. It was like the Pesach of the Ulam, the Shalachronim Kepischa Shal Heichal, and the later generations got much smaller, right? Like the Pesach of the Heichal, right? Where do we have this already in this Pesachta? Daf Beis. Remember, how wide is the Pesach? We have the Ulam, that is the anteroom in front of the Heichal. That is wider. So, Va'anu Kamali Nekev Machatzitchitz, and we were tiny, right? Our hearts are like the eye of a needle. Eye of a needle. Rishonim Rabbi Akiva, Achronim Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, or Ikadamri, Rishonim Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, Achronim Rabbi Moshe Barabbi, Va'anu Kamali Nekta Macha Sitkis, and we're tiny, we're not on that level. Amar Abaya, Va'anan Ki Sikhsa Beguda L'Gemara, and us, we are like a Sikhsa Beguda, we're like trying to stick a peg into a little hole, we're pushing it in and pushing it in, it's so hard! When we talk about Gemara, trying to absorb and understand. Amar Rava, a different mashal, Va'anan ki etzba'ase bekira lisvara. We are like sticking a finger in wax when it comes to trying to understand. Right? What happens? Put a finger in wax, it's like hard. It's hard to put your finger in wax. Right? So too, it's hard for us to understand and to learn. Amar Ravashi, Anan ki etzba'asa babira l'shechecha. Ravashi says, when, you know, in terms of forgetting things, we're like, put your finger in a big bore of water. That's very easy. So it's very easy for us to forget things. Right? There's all the mashalim of niskatnu hadoros. We mentioned in the past, Baalei Tosfos throughout Shas are very comfortable with this idea of niskatnu hadoros. What does Tosfos say? Brachas? Oh yeah, we don't have kavana anyway, so we don't repeat Shmoneh Esrei even if we don't have kavana for the first bracha, right? Or Tosa says the first night of the wedding. What does the Mishnah say that you don't say Kriya Shema? Chazal doesn't say Kriya Shema. Yeah, we never have kavana. What? We're not gonna. Oh, I always have kavana, so I'm not gonna say Kriya Shema the night of the wedding. We never have kavana. Come on. And the Rambam throughout doesn't quote. The Rambam is an idealist. He doesn't have many discussions, halakha discussions. He doesn't believe in this idea of niskatnu hadoros, right? Rambam says, after you travel, you can't daven for a couple of days because your mind is still on the derech. Mind is still on the derech. We don't paskin that way. We daven on the road. We daven right away because we know that niskatnu hadoros. The Rambam does not fully subscribe to that principle. There is also a Chassam Sofer, fascinating. Chassam Sofer, this is Chassam Sofer in Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem, where he talks about our discussions of forgetting things. He says, V'adere Chawatza, he says, Shinira Li, Shinola Lan Zem Minog, he says, amazing, in this generation, we're all Mechadshim in the 1800s. L'chadish chidushim yoser midai. V'kolachad boneh bama la'atzmo. Zebako v'zebako. There's so many Mechadshim out there, says the Chassam Sofer. We don't know Shas and Poskim backwards, but we're Mechadish. Where does that come from? He says, Efter l'chapis lon z'chus. He says, Abim alamit z'chus lanem. He says, you know why? Because we have a gzeira forgetting. We forget Torah so much. You know the only way that you can remember something? If you come up with your own chiddush on something, you remember it. Right, we all know that, I thought of something, I came up with it. We don't forget that. And that's the way that you remember. So says the Chassam Sofer, maybe that's why this generation does that, because the generation wants to remember things so much. So you come up with a chiddush, and he says, I'll tell you. He says, I know if I came up with a chiddush on something, I remember. That sugya better. Oh yeah, on Daf Gimel, oh, you remember what I said about that? So Chassam Sofer says maybe that's why we have a generation of mechadshim, even though we might not have everything known cold, because that is moel lezechira. Vayter. Amar Yehuda Marav, Bnei Yehuda shekpidu al shonam, the Bnei Yehuda that used special refined language, niskaimu tarasam biyadam, their Torah stayed with them. Bnei Galash lo hekpidu al shonam, the Bnei Galo that did not, lo niskaimu tarasam biyadam. So their Torah did not stay. Says the Gemara, Midi b'kpeid Talia Milsa. What? Whether you have refined language determines whether you remember Torah? What's the connection? So Ella, no, a little different. Bnei Yehuda did daikib lishna. The Bnei Yehuda, who were very medactic in how they transmitted the Torah. Umisnachi lehu simana, and they had different ways of remembering simanim. Niskaima tarasim biyadam, so they remembered. Bnei Galil. Right, so again, it depends. It wasn't just refined language, but did they try to explain and give over the Mesorah in a very medukdak way, and in that way, memory also is helped. Good. Bnei Yehuda Gamro Michad Rabba. Still talking about Bnei Yehuda and Galil. Bnei Yehuda learned from one Rebbe, Michad Rabba, Niskaima Tarasan Biyadam. So that helped. The Torah stayed with them. Because one Rebbe, Bnei Galil Delo Gamri Michad Rabba, Lo Niskaima Tarasan Biyadam. The Bnei Galil that learned from different Rebbeim, Lo Niskaima. Right, this Gemara says, one Rebbe, says the Tosfos, the Banan Tosfos. Really? We have other Gemaras that say it's good to learn from various Rebbeim. What do you mean, one Rav? So Tosfos says, maybe for different things, to gain information, you go to a lot of Rebbeim, a lot of, different sources for your Torah. But in terms of Svara, how to think, so says Tosfos, maybe that's better with one Rav. Have one Derech HaLimud. If I have six different Rebbeim that all learn differently, six different Derech HaLimudim, that's a little more difficult to what I'm going to be all mixed up. So that's why it's better to have one than more for that in that regard. Next, Ravina Amar. Another difference between Yehuda and Galil. Bnei Yehuda, the Galu Mesechta. Bnei Yehuda, who revealed Mesechta. Niskaima Tarasan Biyadan. Bnei Galil, the Lo Galu Mesechta, or Niskaima Tarasan Biyadan. So what does that mean, Galu Mesechta? Rashi has two days here. Either Galu Mesechta means they taught others. Your learning is works when there is, you teach others. Limdu la'achirim. They revealed. Number two, or galum esekta means they learn be'iyun. They try to understand everything until it was in their hearts. They reveal, they uncover, they dug down. That's galum esekta. So that is both important lines in Rashi. If you look in the Meiri here, and the Rabbi Yaakov Emden said the exact same thing, he didn't have a Meiri. Galum esekta means giving mar makomos to Talmidim before the shir, so they can prepare for it. This is the source of Shas right here, for giving mar makomos beforehand, telling them what the shir is going to be on, and not just coming and just starting to talk. You have to let them know so they can prepare themselves. They can go over the Mishnayos, whatever it is. That's what it says here. Israel, I saw the Chashuk Yechem. It also discusses, are you allowed to write mar makomos on Cholamoid? So he says, it's Davar Avid. You see from here, there's a difference in the quality of the learning if you know about what the shiur is going to be about beforehand. So he says, it's Davar Avid, any learning really. David, Gali Mesechta, Shola, Gali Mesechta. David, Gali Mesechta. David had that attitude and toward others, or all the one of the three pshatim, Ksiv Ba, Yirei Echa, Yiru Ni, V'yismachu. Those, Yirei Echa, those that see you, will fear you, Yiru Ni, V'yismachu. Shol, Gali Mesechta, Ksiv Be, it says about Shaul, right? Ubechol, Asher Yifna, Yarshia. What it says, right? It says on the side here, Rashi from Mesechus Gittin. Shaul gadol b'torah haya el sholi mei la'achirim. What it says in the quotes from Rashi there. V'am Rabbi Yochanan v'aitur minayin shemach. So period, so that's the difference between David and Shaul. V'am Rabbi Yochanan minayin shemach alo kadosh baruch hu alosa avo. And once we're talking about Shaul, let's mention, how do we know that he was forgiven for that sin? What's that sin? So Rashi says the massacre of Novi Yerko on him. That was a pretty big one. A pretty big one. The Sfasemis says, based on other sources, maybe it's also included, is the Avera of the Baal-Ov. Baal-Ov Yedoni, right? Going to the witch, right? The witch of Ein Dor, right? How do you know that? That was all the way at the end of his life. Shneamar, because the Pasuk says, by Ein Dor. The Pasuk says, by Shmuel HaNavi, he brought Shmuel HaNavi up from the dead. Machar atal v'necha imi. Tomorrow you come in, you're going to be with me. Meaning, Shaul, you're going to lose tomorrow. Shaul ma'atal v'necha imi. Imi b'mechitza si. You're going to be in my mechitza. Meaning, even though it's an aveira being done right now. But still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to be with me tomorrow. Period. Amar Rabbi Abba. Back to language issues. Iika de Mishalahu Labane Yehuda the Daiki Lishne. If you ask anybody from Yehuda, who, as we've said, were very medactic in their language, Ma'avritzan or Ma'avritzan, what would they tell you? Achuzutran or Aleph or Ayin? Akuzutran or Achuzutran? That's from a Mishnah in Bechoros. Also, exactly, is with an Aleph or an Ayin. Yadi, they would know. If you ask them, they would know. So Sha'alinhu, he asked them, Va'amrilei, Igatani Ma'avrin, Igatani Ma'avrin, Igatani Akuzo, Igatani Akuzo. Right, they asked him, and they said, "Oh, either one." So even they knew that there were two different misoras for this. Semicolon. Bnei Yehuda the daik belishne mahi. What's an example of the Bnei Yehuda who were very medactic in their language? Story. Tiahu bar Yehuda da amalehu. There was somebody from Yehuda that said amalehu. Someone said talis yeshli limkar. He said, "I have a talis to sell." Amrulei my gavin talischa. What's color? What's the color of the talis? So, Amar Lahu, Kitardin Ale Adama. It's like the color of beets that are next to the ground. It's a very particular color. Right? And that's how you see how medactic they were. Bnei Galil, Rashi quotes it was a Yarok, so Yarok itself is not a clear color. Bnei Galil, Delo Daiki, Lishne Maihi. What's an example of the Galileans that were not medactic in their language? Tiahu Bar Galila, Tahavi Ka'azil. V'Amar Lahu, he was going, Amar Laman, Amar Laman. He came into town and he says, who has an Amar? They said, there are four things that you might want, and we have no idea what you mean. Amar Le Galila Shota, you fool! We have no idea what you want. Maybe Amar is like Chamar. Chamar Lemirkav, do you want a donkey to ride on? Oh, Chamar Lemishte, or wine to drink. Because maybe Amar sounds like Chamar. Or Imar. Imar Lemilbash, you want wool to wear. Oh, Imar Liz Kaso, or do you want a sheep to shecht? Meaning we have no idea what you mean. So we can't help you out. There are four things that you might mean. Next, Hahi, it's another woman who had trouble talking and was not clear, didn't clearly enunciate her words. So it's a foolish story. Hahi, it's not a foolish story, just a story about that she couldn't get the words out. Hahi, it's the Baila Meimel Chaverta. A woman wanted to say to her friend, Ta'i, come, da'ochle chaba, let's eat fats together. Come here and I'll give you some fats. I'll feed you. I'll feed you some fat. Meaning yummy, delicious food. Amra la, and what came out was, instead of toruchlich, it's shurchti, which is not a word. That's what it sounds like. Tuchlech levia. And instead of chalba, the ches went with the previous word. Tuchlech levia means a lion should eat you. Right, that's what was said. So not such a great way to greet your friend. Hahi, it's Dasalakami Dedina. And another story, a woman came in front of a judge. Amra le, she said to the judge, she wanted to say to the judge that something was stolen from her, and she wanted to have a din Torah. But instead what came out was, Mari Kiri, instead of a different type of word, Rashi Kiri, which means master, Kiri means servant, my servant. She says to the judge, Tafla havisli. Instead of saying tavla, which is a type of tablet, which is valuable, she says, Tafla havisli, I had a board. Veganvochmin. Instead of saying it was stolen from me, she said, you were stolen. Meaning, the judge was stolen, which makes no sense. Vekadu havis, and this is how long it was. How long was it? So instead of describing it, she said, when they hang you on it, lomati karich aare, your feet won't touch the ground. That's what came out of her mouth when she wanted to just talk about measuring it and how long is it from your feet to your head. Okay, Rashi explains how the words fit in, the proper word that she didn't say. Amhata debe Rebbe. Once we're talking about language, now we'll talk about the maidservant of Rebbe. Ki havis mishtoi b'lashon chachma. When she wanted to say something, why? She wanted to give the Talmidim a message, but she didn't want to just throw them out or keep them. So she said as follows. Hachi, alis nakvis pakad. When the ladle hits the empty pot, yidun nishrai l'kinehon. The birds should go to their nests. That's the way she used to tell the Talmidim, it's time to leave, there's no food left. Right, when you hit a ladle hitting the pot. And the opposite, v'kav avi boy delisvon, when she wanted them to stay, havi amri lehu, she said to them, yadei basar chaver taminei, I'm taking out the stopper from the barrel. V'titkefi alas bekad, and the ladle will float in the barrel, ke'ilfa da'azla b'yama, like a boat in water. Right, so meaning, I'm opening up another bottle, barrel, you know, stay here, and I'll give you more. Reb Yosi bar Asyin, kavi mishtoi b'lashon chachma, when he used to talk in a wise way, when he wanted only his servant to understand what he was talking about, and he didn't want others, so he used to have a little play on words. Amar, asuli sharba mishpat, make me an ox in judgment. And we say, or is from the word tor, tered, right? Mishpat is din, teradin is like radishes or turnips. But tormiskein, literally a poor mountain, but tormiskein, again, Rashi says, could mean in mustard, right? Har dal. Instead of har, it's tor, right? It looks at the words. The gotta be shobu ushpiza, and whenever he used to ask about his host how he's doing, Amar Hachi said the following, which is a conjunction of ushpiza. Gevar, which is like ish, man, pum dein chai. How is this man's mouth doing? He used to just talk in a little in code. Mazu tova yesh. How's he doing? Fine. Rabbi Avok, having mishtoi b'lashon chachma, when he used to talk in a wise and hidden way, havi amar hachi, asrigo lepechamin, make the coals like esrogs, like an esrog, which is reddish, Rashi says, which is used lahalacha. Can an esrog be a little reddish? Asrigo lepechamin, arkiel zilazahavin, spread it out like gold, vasuli shnei magidei ba'alata, and make me two chickens, two roosters ba'alata. What's magidim? Like magidim, they tell you what's going on, the magid. Right, so roosters wake you up in the morning. They're the magidim. Make me two roosters that are the magidim ba'alata in the dark. Ika da amre v'yasu li b'en shnei magidei ba'alata. And some say he was saying, don't just get them for me, but roast them for me. I want to eat them. Period. Amru le rabbanu le rabbi avo. Two more little stories. Hatzpinino, again, every one of these stories, there's a lot more here symbolic, but we just got to get the flavor. Hatzpinino hechan rabbi Eloi tzafun. Where's rabbi Eloi hiding? Right, you see the word safun can mean hidden and the opposite. Haspinio, make unhide for me, tell me. Amar lahen, alatz binara aharonit. He got married to an aharonit, which means, right, somebody a bas kohen. Aharonit. His previous wife had died, so this is a new wife. Iranit, and she has a lot of energy. Vehin irto, and he was up all night. Meaning he didn't get much sleep last night, so he's resting now. Amri la isha va amri la masechta. Some say this is literal, and some say it was a new masechta. He never late. Kept him up all night. Erevin kept him up all night. He was learning. This was the masechta he was married to, and He couldn't put it down. Amri le Rabbi Eloi, Hatzpinino Hechan Rabbi Avot Safun. Similar story. Where's Rabbi Avot? Amrlanis Ya'itz b'machtir. He took advice from the machtir, from the one who gives the crowns. That means the one who's head of the yeshiva. And the Hingiv of Mifiboshes. And they sent him to the Negev, to the south. Meaning he went to a different yeshiva. Period. Let's get the title and then we'll stop. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Miyamai lo nitzchani Adam. Nobody ever bested me, had the last word in a conversation, and I couldn't have an answer. Chutz me'isha tinok v'tinokes. Except for the following three stories, a case of a woman, a case of a young boy, and a case of a young girl. Beth Hashem, we'll have to start with those three stories tomorrow, and Beth Hashem, we will continue.